It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar, this is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I'll holla at a dollar.
Hey, I've learned a little trick since I've lost a few pounds. I haven't done it yet, but I was thinking about it this morning when I put this shirt on. I haven't worn this shirt in a long time because I couldn't fit it. So now I fit it, but then I was looking, it fits in the chest and all, but even if it still didn't fit around my belly, I could wear it for the show because it's just from the chest up. So I could be walking around here in an extra medium.
Heck yeah.
As long as it didn't look too tight in the chest.
Yeah.
It could be a half shirt.
Yeah.
Nobody would know.
Why do you think I look so funny when we're on a break and I have to get up to go pee or something? And I'm like, don't make fun of my shorts. They're like pajamas from here down, you know?
And Riggins, are you wearing your gym shorts? You call them your workout shorts? Are they the short ones, the running shorts?
They're not the short, sporty shorties because I got to go run errands after this. But yeah, most days I'm in those. I want to be, I want to be able to move in the, the blink of an eye. I need to be agile.
Quick speed.
Yeah. Aerodynamic.
The size out.
That's right.
And I have the quickness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I gave up trying to look like cute on a walk with my dog a long time ago. So now it's just, I look like a slob. It's terrible.
Did y'all see what the number one amusement park by TripAdvisor, I think it's TripAdvisor, ranked all of these, amusement parks in U.S. America.
The top amusement park in America?
Yeah. Yeah. It's TripAdvisor. Number one, according to, TripAdvisor.
It's not going to be Disney World. It's not going to be any of the Disneys. It's going to be, is it Dollywood or something?
Dollywood. Yeah.
Is it really?
No way.
Mm-hmm. It said TripAdvisor announced its 2025 Traveler's Choice Best of the Best Awards. Coming in at number one in the amusement park category was Dollywood, the Pigeon Forge Park founded by, they don't say the person's name, but.
I guess we just won't know.
Yeah, I guess they're keeping that under wraps. Located in the Great Smoky Mountains. Now, it beat out Magic Kingdom, Disneyland, Universal Studios, all of them. But I have always heard that Dollywood is great.
Yeah.
It's the people are so friendly that work there, and it's super clean, and the rides are fun. I mean, people just love Dollywood.
I've heard that too.
Now, my wife's been a couple of times, but I haven't. You know, she take the kids while I had to work and stuff like that. And the last time she went, it was because her redneck sister, Christy from Louisiana, and her husband and twin children went to Dollywood. And, you know, they're coming from the other direction, Louisiana. And so, it's not far from North Carolina. And Jody met them up there, Jody and the kids. And they travel with their camper. They have a big, it's like an RV, except you don't drive it. It hooks up to your truck. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they stayed in at Dollywood on one of their campgrounds. Okay. And then Jody rented a little cabin right there in the same area with them.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. So she loves it.
I might try to go. I don't know exactly where it is, but we're going to the mountains for my parents' 50th wedding anniversary over like the holidays. And I think, so we're going to like Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge. Is it near there?
It's in Pigeon Forge. Yeah.
Oh,
it's where Dolly grew up.
Okay. I might try to take the kids if it's nice. I've always heard it's nice, but you never know what to expect with those places, but.
Yeah. Because a lot of people think that it's up in the mountains and the hills of Tennessee and it's Dolly Parton. And so it'd be all just hillbilly kind of stuff, but evidently it's not.
Yeah. Okay, people seem to really enjoy that place.
Mm-hmm. But I bet, I don't know how expensive it is. I was going to say, I bet it's expensive now because everything is, especially amusement parks. They're crazy expensive.
Even Carowinds, where we live, is a fortune.
Is it? I haven't been to Carowinds in years, and I don't think I've ever bought a ticket to Carowinds. Every time I've been, it's been with a radio promotion or something.
It's almost like you should just get the season pass at this point.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, Dollywood. I just wanted to look up how much tickets were. Yeah, like $100, a 103.
For a single day pass?
1 day park admission, 103. 2 day, 140.
Hmm. That's a better deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't just do that. I guess, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you live close to it, you know, would want to just go 1 day.
Sure.
Yeah. But $100 a pot, I mean, a 4-person family would be, you know, $450 with taxes and fees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Look up how much Carowinds is for a day pass.
Yeah.
Let's look up. The one that's in our town. The one that Tech D Rob worked at for 2 weeks, got his first paycheck and then never went back. Because that was the GameCube that he, it's how much it costs. 2 weeks worth of work, and that's all he was there for.
So crazy.
And that was last year.
Yeah, it was.
No.
This ticket, okay, says 60.
Hmm.
Okay.
So a single day pass to Carowinds is $60.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I think more comes with that. You know, danger comes with that.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. They get a machine, a roller coaster stuck upside down one time, and I won't let them live it down.
It's like, let it go.
Yeah. See, you can get a park pass for like the year, $10 a month.
Man.
So, I don't know. I don't know. We don't go. I don't.
I wonder if that covers the water park as well.
I don't think so, right? No. Don't they charge you extra for the water park?
What's the name of the water park? What do they call it? Era Waters?
No. Oh, yeah. It's something like that.
Carolina Harbor.
Oh, okay. That's not what I remember it being called.
I think they changed the name.
Yeah, Carolina Harboring Fugitives.
or diseases. No, I'm kidding.
And I know the ticket gets more expensive during Scarewinds, which they're about to start in a week or so.
Yes. I think that goes up to like 100. I don't know. I can't, it's not cut and dry on this. You know, they try to like hide the prices till you get there.
Yeah. You got to click through several pages.
Yeah. It's wild. You know, yeah. There's
a lot when you hit the shop now button on Instagram. You know, yes. If it doesn't tell you on the first click what it costs, just to go back.
Yeah.
Go back to where you were.
Yeah. Not worth it.
I kept getting an ad for this thing called the bed jet. Have you guys seen this where it like cools your bed with like a fan and a hose and stuff like that? Yeah. Like, that's a really cool idea. Yeah. And I followed an Instagram ad. It was like $900. I went, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget I'm telling it. You, if they don't tell you on the first click, then it's you. For me anyway, it's going to be too much.
Yeah.
Like when those, you know, TV ads used to come on and say it would have, you know, $19.99 on the screen. And then when they gave the price, they would say for just 4 easy payments of $19.99.
Yeah. So then you're like, wait a second.
Okay. Hold on. 4 times 20. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Remember when Ace bought that, like he saw an Instagram ad and bought that vinyl jacket, that starter jacket for like $70 and roses all over it. And we were like, how much did you spend on it? He was like, it was only like $70. We're like, boy, if you don't go return that shit right now, this is the dumbest looking jacket I've ever seen.
$70.
It looked cooler in the end.
I thought it was real leather.
Even if it had been made out of real leather, it would still been ugly.
Yeah. Can't change that.
Yeah. It was kind of a cross between a sport coat and a smoking jacket.
The stupidest garment ever.
Where's your smoking shoes?
Right. And it was made out of this.
Yeah, right.
But more lacquered.
A pleather sheen.
Yeah, definitely was lacquered well.
God. Yeah, like there's no way you could wear that without accessorizing it with real leather men's mule slippers.
Nothing like a mule.
Yeah.
That was a bad one.
House shoes.
House shoes, no socks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bless.
Bless him.
Classic.
It didn't look like that way. It didn't look that way in the ad.
I'm like, yeah, the ad had a bootleg Alice Cooper looking dude wearing it. And it's like, why are you taking style inspiration from, you know?
Yeah. Unless you're about to try a magic act.
Right.
You know, you don't need. Ace was bad to order things that a lot of people would consider costumes.
Yeah.
That he wanted to wear.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, are you, is that part of your costume this year? Oh man, it's just a cool ass jacket.
Yeah. Do the doves come in the sleeve when you buy it, or do you have to get those later? Just shove them in there.
The bunny out of the hat.
It's so stupid.
And I'm like, kidding. The jacket that he wore in his first wedding with his tuxedo looked like a magician's coat. I mean, it was long. It was like a calf length on him.
And he was tall.
Yeah.
He would have been dragging the floor on like a normal person.
Yeah. It's like if he opened it up, he would have watches and stuff hanging on the inside of it. Which, how many do you need?
I'm crying. Oh my God.
But that was, you know, the stuff that made us love him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He was kind of goofy when it came to that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Always a showman, though.
Always.
Always a showman.
He really, yeah, he looked like he was in The Greatest Showman.
He's at the circus. I think of my new top hat.
Well, I don't know.
And there's a rock guitarist who wears a popcorn bucket on his head, and he's called Buckethead. And nobody ever sees his face like that Marshmallow, DJ Marshmallow. Mm-hmm. Well, Buckethead never shows his face. And, you know, Ace was like, man, Buckethead is on to something. That's effing cool.
He looks cool, man.
What kind of bucket could I use? I don't want to be just like him.
Yeah.
But I mean, a paint bucket, maybe. Yeah. Could I be paint bucket head? At least he's doing something. That's what he always say. At least he's doing something.
Doing something. Yeah, he's doing something stupid. Yeah,
he's dressing like a douchebag. That's what he's doing.
Butter all over his damn face.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a KFC bucket, right?
Oh, I'm crying. Man.
All right. Well, that's it for today. This is about they got their money's worth.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. See you tomorrow.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Find awesome deals on some of our very favorite products at tjriggins.com/deals. We've curated a list of some things that we are absolutely loving right now, and we've got special savings just for you. Save big at tjriggins.com/deals.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.